This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now. It's time for our weekly Talk Radio Review, which comes at the hands of, people like Joe Crummy, who has a large and extensive, expansive broadcast experience. He's now doing Evil Thoughts, which is a podcast that you can listen to daily. He's on Steve Bannon's hit list now because of the events of the last week. We'll talk about that in a minute. Also, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. And broadcaster Jennifer Horn, who is the co-host of the DJV show, along with doing a program on KRLA in the morning in Los Angeles.
And 32 other stations on the West Coast.
Yes, exactly. All right. She's all over the place. All right. So I'm going to quickly go through the charts. I want Jennifer, you, if you would, to pick out, even though the folks at Talkers Magazine have told us through their weekly list that A is going to be the number one story, I'm not always sure that it isn't that I don't agree. It's just that there are different people thinking these things through, and this is a reference point. So, at number 10 this week on the stories list from Talkers is what's going on in sports talk radio and the sports conversations about the NBA and the NFL, who's getting into the playoffs, that sort of thing. At number 9, the great news from Wall Street this week. Number 8, marijuana laws and the feds. Number 7.
Why couldn't you say that well? Is there a reason you couldn't say that well?
Marijuana.
Busted.
I would no more do that. Richie knows me.
I know.
As well as anybody. There's no way in the world I would even get close to
that. That's why it's even funnier.
It is funnier.
Wow,
all right. So number 7 are the computer security problems that keep cropping up. Relationships with various countries, different parts of the world. Number 6, the continuing focus on Trump and the Russians. North Koreans, number 4. The winter storms, number 3. The situation with Mr. Trump and Mr. Bannon is number 2. And the Wolf book. So we'll talk about that. I think, we'll see. But Jennifer, of those, do you agree with that order? Do you have some thoughts on...
I don't agree with separating the book from Steve Bannon and Donald Trump's issues. I think that's the biggest story of the week for sure. Not the most important. I think it's the biggest distraction of the week, but certainly it's the one that the media has been spending the most time on because it's so juicy. This book, Fire and Fury, that's out by Michael Wolff, has made some really horrible claims against the president. And that's not unexpected. There were a lot of books during Obama's presidency that did the same thing about him. But what is sort of unprecedented and strange is that we found out this week that Steve Bannon actually let this guy into the White House 12 times and sat down and chirped away to him. And the question is, why? What was Bannon's endgame? He gave an account to 60 Minutes after he was fired from the White House that was completely different from the information covered in the book. So is the book filled with misreporting and inaccuracies? Is Steve Bannon really crazy like President Trump says? Does he have ambitions to run in 2020?
Oh my
God. Those are all the big questions.
Well, was he lying then or is he lying
now?
Or both times? I think he's just a big...
Bannon was fired because he was releasing information to the press. And
those leaks sure did dry up, at least in large part, after Steve Bannon left the White House, I think. I don't think that people should discount Steve Bannon, because one thing I will say about him is that he was able to identify the frustration in the country. President Trump started it, but Steve Bannon helped him sort of refine the message and put his finger on the frustration of Americans who felt underrepresented and frustrated by the inactivity and misrepresentation of government. Steve Bannon helped the president refine that message, but Trump had the charisma and the charm to blow life, and I know people laugh when you say charm, but it's true. He has the it factor. He blew life into that message. He made it exciting for people on the campaign trail. Steve Bannon doesn't have that it factor, but he was a great partner to Trump. So it makes me wonder why these two would want to so publicly divorce like this when it doesn't seem to be benefiting anybody at all.
Well, not only that, but Steve Bannon's basically everybody's running away from him this morning. All of his supporters, his donors, even rumors
that
Breitbart is thinking about getting rid of him. So it'll be an interesting couple of weeks for Steve.
If you've got a choice of who you want to be close to, let's see, Donald Trump, Steve Bannon. You got a choice because that's what it's whittled down to. Trump has made it so that you, if you want access to him, you can't talk about Steve Bannon. He's not a factor anymore. So you've got this. I don't know what adjective best describes him. There's nothing positive that's going to come out of my mouth. I never liked the guy to begin with. I think he's a horrible creature. Physically, emotionally, he's bankrupt. He's a very smart guy. I think that's whether smart is the right word, intellectual. I don't know what the right word is for him, but he's no dummy. But yet he's immature and he's lacking psychologically in some connection. Maybe he wasn't breastfed by his mother. I don't know what the problem is.
Oh boy.
But the guy is a real problem. I think he's always been a problem. The first time I saw him, I didn't like his looks and I didn't like what he said. Never have. Even though he may have helped Trump get in, whatever it was,
if you see him live, if you see him in person, and I did, he spoke to the California GOP, during the summer probably now, and he is compelling when he speaks. He is lacking that it factor. I don't think we should downplay the importance or the significance of Steve Bannon during 2016 or the fact that he's picked up on something, but the fact that if he's gotten to the point where he thinks he can go it alone without the backing of the president's base, I don't think the base is going to go with Steve Bannon when the base has always very clearly been with Donald Trump. That's why it surprises me, because I do think that he's got some intelligence, that he would even choose to make these comments. And you haven't heard him deny the comments. You haven't heard him say anything except nice things about the president. So maybe we'll hear in the next few days whether or not these are real comments. But the background is that this guy might have tapes, this Michael Wolff. So if Bannon tries to deny it, does Michael Wolff have tapes of him saying this stuff? Who knows?
So apparently one of Breitbart's biggest contributors was the Mercer family.
Right.
And
they're the ones who put him together with Trump during the 2016 campaign.
So they're basically severing ties. And like
you know what's weird about it? You know, as weird as Bannon has already walked it back. I mean, as of not last night, but the night before, you know, I've got his audio in my machine right here, but he's already turned it around. And somebody asked him about the book on a show, not last night, but the night before, which was, you know, right when the thing had just happened that day. And he said the president's a great man.
Yeah.
So there's something going on.
He's made is that he's a great man.
He thinks he's God's gift to the walking
Bannon does.
The planet. He sat across from my desk in my office one day, two or three years ago, and looked at us like we were nuts because we didn't want to put him on the network. And he was like, "You've got to be crazy. I am the best thing on the radio, and for you not taking just." Oh, man, the guy's...
Well, then there's your ego.
He's full of
that's
himself.
Really what it
right.
Is.
Was I right in my overview of him, Richie? Because I've never met the guy. I've just seen him and watching
his... He's, when you're sitting there chatting with him and your buddies, he's a likable chap. But as soon as he has no use for you, because we had no use for him, he goes
good.
Dark. You're done, right? It's all over, and I don't know what he thinks of us now. I don't care.
Yeah. Who cares? Yeah. Right. All right. So that's the overview from everybody's point of view about the Donald Trump Bannon rift and the Wolf book. It is, as Jennifer suggested, the biggest distraction to reality. And the reality this week has to do with weather, has to do with North Korea, has to do with the computer security problems and the marijuana.
Protests in Iran.
I think that the marijuana thing, from my perspective, is the biggest story of the week, and I'll tell you why in a few moments. 14 past the hour, Jennifer, Joe, Rich, and Doug on the Talk Radio Review with a focus on your health, your aging. How are you putting all of this together? Are you keeping your health? Are you well into your 50s, your 60s, your 70s, and you're still functioning well? If you put together this business of, wait a minute, let's see, fish oil, that's good for me, I know that. I put it together, and then I hear this past year that krill oil is very good for different things like the buffers that you have in your joints, those little sacks that need to protect one from the other as you're walking, moving around, the bursa, if you will. So one tiny little pill has been created by the folks at Purity Products to give you what you need for your cardiovascular health and for your joint health. Your motion is going to be enhanced by taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. It'll be enhanced in the way that your body's more flexible. You feel like you've got more energy. That's one side of it. And then the cardiovascular health is underscored by having the fish oil, which is great for getting the blood around to your brain, to your muscles, all your organs. Everything will be better because you're taking this one tiny pill every day. So Purity, which is the company that's been associated with all kinds of great product supplements over the years, now has Omega 50 Plus, and they want you to try it, and they'll give you a bottle free. Dial them up at 800-355-1493, 800-355-1493. If you have not taken advantage of this offer yet, come on, get on board. Why not get a free bottle no matter what it is? But this is perfect, good for your body. You'll get on it, and you'll feel better. And they know that, and then you'll start ordering it and using it. All you have to do is pay a shipping charge, and you'll get your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Dial now, 800-355-1493. That's 800-355-1493.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, 6 sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574. All right, 19 after the hour, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, with a quick look at the action, the surprises, or do you think, Richie, you're pretty good at this, any surprises as a result of the playoffs in the NFL?
Baltimore. You know, Buffalo. No, Buffalo would be the big surprise there. So
yeah,
I'm going to root for Buffalo.
Go Buffalo. Are you?
Yeah, why not?
Why? Baltimore is closer to you. Why would you vote for them?
I'm not a Ravens. Baltimore fan. I'm a Washingtonian. Even though I was born and raised in Maryland, I was born in the suburbs of Washington. So the Redskins are my team, and I have no use for the Ravens.
Crummy, what about you?
I know nothing about it. Didn't the Redskins suck this year?
They did. They suck every year. But they're my team.
A friend of mine said they didn't suck as bad as I thought, so I'm happy.
You know what? They're not the Browns, but it's good.
I always love teams and people who are defined by what they are not instead of what they are. Not this and not that.
It's all relative. You know, you did better than you thought. You know,
Justin Timberlake is playing at the halftime, and that's the important thing for a lot of people. It's 21 after the hour. Talk radio review time.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Anytime,
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour, Talk Radio Review. Doug, Stephan, Jennifer has scooted, but we've got Joe Crummy from Evil Thoughts, which is a podcast that daily updates people's thinking. If you're influenced by someone like Joe Crummy, then you'll want to have access to his Evil Thoughts at iTunes and wherever else you can find podcasts. It's everywhere. It's everywhere, like Chicken Man was. Yes, so here we go with the list of people. Rich McFadden, I'd be interested to know if you agree or disagree with the findings of... It's not... This is an outline. The folks at the Talkers Magazine headquarters, when they go through all the things, they listen to the talk radio programs, hosts, stations that do this format, and they come up with what they hear is the most, in this case, the 10 most discussed people. And sometimes there is, it doesn't have to be perfect. There may be things that we encounter that mean more to us. But this is a general overview. For example, on the people list, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, two people who have never escaped a microphone or a camera, if possible. Number 10 on
the list. How are they even relevant still, though?
They're not relevant at all. She especially. Schumer supposedly is Gillibrand's, so she's a puppet for him. You hear a lot of those kind of stories floating around. It's just, you know, it is what it is. It's a guy who's been there too long and a woman who's been there too long. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin is number 9. Kim Jong-un, number 8. Jeff Sessions, number 7. Donald Trump Jr., number 6. Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan tied at 5. Robert Mueller at 4, Michael Wolff at 3, Steve Bannon 2, Donald Trump 1. So let's go to Mueller and all of the discussion about whether he's going to be fired, he could be fired. I come to you, Richie, because you love this theory. Mueller appears to become is becoming an expert in doing what you say happens. They can't get these guys on lying about what really happened, but they can get them for lying when they appear before subcommittees or some official body and they
right.
don't tell.
We can't convict you of what we actually think you did, but we caught you lying about what we thought you did, and that is what we're going to bust you on. So much so that one of the people that they have accused is suing them for convicting them or charging them for something that is totally unrelated to what they're being investigated for.
Who's that?
Paul Manafort said basically, wait a minute, you are charging me with lying about something that's totally irrelevant to what you accuse me of. I'm going to sue you because that is unfair.
Good.
And he's right.
Good.
It
Good.
Is.
Yeah. Go get him.
It's basically a trap. I could say, Doug Steffen, I accuse you of having missiles buried in your backyard.
At the farm.
How'd
you know?
Okay.
You find that?
I accuse you of that, and I demand that you testify in front of Congress. So you come to Congress, and then I ask you about your girlfriend, Becky Jo Miller from 1979, and what your conversation was with Becky Jo Miller, because that's relevant to this case.
Her name was Brenda Miller, by the way.
That's where I caught you. You lied. Her name was Brenda, and you told me her name was Becky.
Yeah.
You are now charged by the FBI, sir. If you don't tell us the truth, we're going to send you to jail.
Yeah. All right.
That's how ridiculous it is.
Having Brenda Miller as a friend in that era, it would be worth going to jail for a little while. All right. So, Crummy, what did you do about this on your podcast, Evil Thoughts?
Well, I talk about it all week. I think it's drugs, speaking of, I know you want to
have
sessions, but I think it's drugs for Democrats. I really do.
The issue is
it going to be enough for 2018? I mean, you talked about Pelosi and Schumer. They don't really have anything, and they're kind of living on some kind of a false promise. And you got to wonder, is that good? You know, down the line, it may be great. It may translate into people voting in 2018, and then again, it may not be enough. So that I think that's what's going on.
Well, they can put Trump's face on anything that they want to and say, you want this or do you want that? That's the game they'll play. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So, it's 34 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. Broadcasters coming together each week that are talk people that want to express themselves about things that they've been talking about all week. If you look at the podcast, Evil Thoughts from Joe Crummy, for example, you can see daily how he has worked his way around many of these items. And Rich McFadden is someone who's in touch with some of the best broadcasters in the country as their quote-unquote boss. You don't like to be called a boss, though, Richie. Really, do you?
Liddy used to go, management. but we had a great friendship, and that's the way I like to work with all the hosts.
He is a great guy, actually. I wish he was still on the radio, frankly. So, one of the things, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, one of the things we're talking about is why the obstruction of justice probe of Trump is heating up, the Steve Bannon stuff, the Wolf stuff, all that, Robert Mueller. But I think there are other things here, and if I may get off on my toot about Jeff Sessions and what a Neanderthal he is, and this whole approach to marijuana, from my perspective, is boneheaded, is mean-spirited, it's just plain stupid. These people, and they talk about winning elections. 90, there are two stats that I think are important to this discussion. 94% of the people in the country support medical marijuana usage. 64% at this point support legalizing marijuana everywhere. So what has Jeff Sessions done this week that throws a monkey wrench into that? This is the most acid. This is why the federal government, and by the way, Trump was elected to get beyond this stuff. And Sessions
Trump wanted to
told
leave it to the states.
Yeah, right. So how come Sessions works for him? He's not doing what Trump wants him to do, because that's exactly, Richie, what the Constitution says. These sorts of things are to be completely left to the discretion of the states. State votes in, they want to use marijuana, they use it. So the feds will try. This is back to what we were talking about before, for those of you who may have just joined us, when we were talking about Robert Mueller and how the feds get you for lying about something that has nothing to do with what they're really trying to get you on. So here the feds come down. They can't get you on the state level because the states have already okayed. Eight states have said, okay, we want to sell recreational marijuana. So the feds can't get involved in that. But if you carry it, if you put it in your car and you buy it in Framingham, Massachusetts, and you drive into Providence, Rhode Island, some guy on the border can stop your car and say, do you have marijuana? And you say, no, I'm going to search your car. And he finds marijuana in your car, he's going to take you to jail because you're transporting it over state lines. So what Sessions has said to the U.S. attorneys in each state, if you guys want to go after the usage of marijuana, be my guest. And the Trump people had said before, was that 3 or 4 years ago, they withdrew the requirement for this to be done on the federal level. So even somebody like you, Joe, who's so tied to the right, you got to see or say, or I mean, I know you, I think, pretty well at this point. I can't imagine you think Jeff Sessions has got anything other than cobwebs in his head when it comes to this sort of a decree.
I agree. I think it's a loser issue. I think it's a mistake. But the thing is,
it's a loser at the polls. You can be sure it's a loser at the polls.
Exactly. I think it's a stupid idea.
It's the kind of thing. You said before, excuse me for a second, you just said something that just came into my mind. You said they got nothing. The Democrats, when you were talking about Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, there's a Freudian slip. When you were talking about them, and they got the fact that Democrats have nothing, they really don't have a lot. But this will give them a perfect wedge issue among the younger voters that the Democrats want, the Republicans don't have. This will get younger voters, millennials, to the polls because they'll get pissed off.
It'll get the potheads to the polls. It won't. Younger millennial voters are like, why bother with convicting anybody? But they're not going to go, I want legalization. They're going to say, who cares? Let people smoke pot.
They can get it anyway.
But it's not going to get them out to the polls.
I think it's an issue that brings a lot of people.
The mess here is that if states legalize it and the feds, it's still federally, it's illegal. The conflict between the federal law and the state law is the mess here. And so basically what Obama did is basically said, listen, we're just going to back up and not have a real active pursuance of any of this and just kind of let you guys do what you want to do. And then Sessions is like, well, we're not going to be that laid back about it. But he also said, we're not going to convict anybody. So nobody really knows what he's thinking at this moment. And that's the confusion is the big thing right now.
Well, but there's no need for it. There's no need to be wasting resources on this kind of stuff.
There's a need to figure out what we have to clarify between the federal and the state laws.
Yeah,
because
but the Constitution's
right
clear
now,
about that, Richie.
All these pot dispensaries and all of these states, they aren't paying taxes because it's illegal to sell pot federally.
Right.
So
they're paying state taxes big time.
They pay state taxes, but it's a cash business for them because they can't claim any of the income.
Joe, do you realize in California, even though just this past week it became legal to use and sell pot for recreational purposes, but heretofore, even in the medical marijuana business in California, it's a $6 billion a year business.
Yeah.
Imagine what it's going to be recreationally, and if it, in these other eight states, what this kind of money is going to do to how decisions are made.
Yeah, I think it's really, I don't think anything's going to change. I really don't, especially long term.
Why
spend time
and money even thinking about it?
Look, I don't agree with the decision, but I mean, I think it may be they want to toss a bone to the base. It may be Trump looking at it. It may be.
So that's the other problem. The Republicans have, this is the problem the Republicans have. The Democrats say these people are always telling you how to live your lives. Not that the Democrats aren't doing it, but they're more successful.
They all do it.
Aiming that charge. I want Jeff Sessions says I want you all to live life the way I want it to be lived. Who the hell are you to tell me how to live my life? Get lost. And that's the kind of thing. I disagree with you, Richie. I think this is the kind of thing that costs votes.
Okay.
No.
Happy to have you disagree.
Okay.
It may be, I was thinking, why is Trump allowing this? It may be because he needs Jeff Sessions on board to do other things. And
He's the boss. Tell him, this is what I want you to do. This is not, let's take one from column A and one from column B. Trump is the boss. I tell my people that work for me what to do, and then they tell me to go get lost. But in this circumstance, I think there has been kind of a cross sword between sessions. It hasn't been as bad as it has been with
he got neutered early on in the game.
It may be, you know, it may be. Did you see CNN on New Year's Eve? They were
I never see CNN because it's a waste of time to watch CNN.
Okay, well they were smoking pot on TV, and and somebody was saying, I watched there was one of their anchors had what's her face had a gas mask on with I guess a bong attached to
yes.
it. And I was watching. It was weird to see people do that on TV. It was really weird. And somebody said, you know, Jeff Sessions better not be watching. It could have been that he was watching. And he might say, I have to do something. Otherwise, you know, they're sticking it in my face.
You know, okay, here's the other thing.
It was weird because she had pot earrings on. And almost like she was advocating it.
Right. Okay. So here's the other side of this. Pot.
What if she was, though? I mean, if it's legal, what's the big deal? I just thought the way they presented it was juvenile.
Yeah, a lot of this stuff is juvenile. So here's this is the predicator of why this all gets washed away sooner or later because of the money. Remember, the Kennedy family makes 7 cents for every bottle of whiskey that's imported into this country from wherever it comes from. That's where they get their money. Every single bottle of whiskey that comes to this country, the way the Kennedys, the old man in Prohibition, managed to get his cronies in Washington to pass a law that allowed them, as importers, to get 7 cents, or they didn't say in the law how much they could get, but that was what was negotiated. So remember, every time you open a bottle of scotch or something like that, the Kennedy family getting 7 cents. And that's why that doesn't change. Liquor is that kind of stuff is more dangerous than the wacky weed, isn't it? Or certainly just as dangerous.
Man, I don't know.
Why?
I know a lot of
alcohol. Products. You think scotch? You drink a couple of scotches, you're not going to have the same.
No. I just think the long term effect with pot is greater than
My mother's brain was. My mother was a raging alcoholic, and her brain was mush when she died at the age of 50, so I don't know if I'm buying that.
You see people where they just get it affects it. And some people, they do it all the time and it doesn't seem to affect them.
Look at Woody Harrelson. Look at Willie Nelson.
Yeah, most they're just kind of like, hey, you know, it slows their brain down, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and liquor doesn't? When you get all liquored up, you don't have that's a great expression. all liquored up.
It does, but I don't think it has the long-term effect that marijuana does.
All right, that's why we're here, to discuss different points of view, and yours is encouraged as well. You can send me a note on Twitter, at Doug Steffen, or at Rich McFadden. Crummy, you on Twitter? You are, aren't you?
I'm Joe Crummy. I'm Twitter. That's right.
Yes, okay. Sir. All right, there we go. 44 past the hour. You want a good night's rest, and you're not getting it. You're tossing and you're turning. So how many of you have ordered the MyPillow that I've been talking about? A lot of other people have been talking about this, too.
Me.
This guy's become fabulously successful. You've got the MyPillow, Rizzi. Don't you have a MyPillow?
Yep.
Yeah. Get a couple of them for the price of one. This enhances your immune system when you have a good night's rest. It prevents weight gain when you have a good night's rest. It improves your mental health when you have a good night's rest. It prevents heart disease. All of these things come about as a result of having a good pillow to sleep on. And if you haven't taken advantage of the buy one, get one free from MyPillow, now's your chance, because they've extended the time through the end of the month that you can buy one MyPillow free and get a second one without charge. That's MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV for a new pillow for you and another one for the person that you may sleep with, or maybe give it to your children, whoever. But the deal is fabulous, and the pillow is fabulous. That's all you need to know. 60-day money-back guarantee. If you don't like it, send it back, get your money back on both of them. Send them both back. You still get you're not going to get money back for two because you only paid for one. Come on. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. What are you laughing at? Don't try that. You know that.
Whatever.
All right. MyPillow.com. Get the special deal. Use the code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the charts, the official list from Talkers Magazine for this first week of January. At number 10, Sports Talk Radio, what's going on at the NFL and the NBA. There's nothing different there. Number 9, great news from Wall Street this week. If you're an investor, hard to go wrong. No matter which indicator you look at, things are good. Number 8, the state marijuana law, the challenge from Jeff Sessions, and really what it's all about. Number seven, the computer security crisis that we all face. Number six, our relationships with people around the world, including Iran, where there have been a lot of protests this week. Trump's Russian probe, number five. North Korea, number four. The weather, number three. And number two and number one are a combo of that Wolf book and what went on with Steve Bannon and Trump and how much do you want to know, et cetera, et cetera. So those are the top 10 items this week, according to Talkers Magazine on News Talk Radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Two Colorado neighbors both had pet dogs and jobs requiring frequent travel. So they had an arrangement for many years where they took care of each other's dogs when either was out of town. Then they found out they had been breaking the law all along and could face stiff fines. Like many other states, Colorado required anyone who cared for a pet to have a license and pay fees. But the law made no distinction between a large commercial kennel and a neighbor or family member. One of these neighbors looked through the lens of liberty and realized her private dealings with friends were none of the government's business. She took up the cause and convinced the state to change the law so that helping your neighbor take care of their dog is no longer a crime. Good job.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
News Talk Radio and people, the folks, there's always an issue and there's always a person behind the issue that become part of the construct at good talk radio programs and great talk radio stations. So what has been gleaned by the folks at Talkers is that these are the names that have come up more than any other names in discussion this week. Nancy Pelosi and some of the Democratic leadership at 10, Vladimir Putin at number 9, Kim Jong-un, what a great pair to be paired up at 8 and 9, Jeff Sessions at 7, Donald Trump Jr. and his brother-in-law Jared Kushner, number 6, Mitch McConnell, the leadership of the Republican Party in the House and the Senate, Ryan and McConnell, number 5, Robert Mueller and his investigating, number 4, Michael Wolff's book puts him, for discussion purposes, in the number 3 position, Steve Bannon and his relationship with Wolf and Trump, number 2, and the President of the United States, Donald Trump, is the number 1 most discussed person in the country this week. We are among the group of opinion makers, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. We have our opinions. The important thing here is, as our one of the most trusted people in the News Talk Radio business, the advice is give people the facts and then tell them your perspective on it. And so that's what we're doing here. As a lot of you know what the facts are. Perspective is another. That's what Joe Crummy's Evil Thoughts podcast are all about. Perspective, exactly. Putting things into perspective from his point of view. So, and then you know what you're going to get. And I, you know, is there a difference between you doing what you do in your podcast and what CNN does all day long with the drivel that they have on the air, listening to some of this stuff and the glee that they take at something? Well, Donald Trump shouldn't take credit for the number of jobs because he really didn't have anything to do with it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's like they're a bunch of children playing in a sandbox. They are so immature. I don't know why anybody watches
that. Here's the difference, though. Joe is coming at his podcast saying, all right, this is all about what's going on and my opinion on it. CNN blankets it in, you know, here's the
news.
These
are the facts.
Right, these are the facts and here's the news. Just like Fox does.
Right.
Just
Fox,
New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, everybody,
yeah.
You know.
But you know what? Right. CNN is just more annoying about it. Other than Wolf Blitzer, I think Don Lemon is the biggest disgrace. What a bow.
Racist.
Yeah, I am a racist. Because he's black. You know, for the longest time, I didn't even know he was black. I didn't know until I saw a picture of him because I never saw him on TV. Thank you, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden.
My pleasure.
I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us at 53 past the hour to go through the top five items from the world of technology, influential items that will affect you and your usage of some of this equipment. So let's get at it. And here to play the role of the big voice announcer, ladies and gentlemen, Kara Schilling.
Number five.
The clothing retailer Forever 21 says a breach of its systems let hackers steal some customer credit card data throughout much of last year. Company didn't specify how many customers had information stolen, but they did say various points of sale terminals were affected between April and November, where hackers collected credit card numbers, expiration dates, verification codes, and cardholder names. Lovely. In its notification to customers, Forever 21 said hackers installed malicious software on some point-of-sale terminals in some of their stores. Companies have technology in place to foil the hackers, but they don't always work. Forever 21 said its point-of-sale terminals, which cashiers use to swipe customers' cards, are supposed to be encrypted. That means anybody intercepting the information wouldn't be able to read it anyway, but sometimes the encryption is turned off. Oh, brilliant. And so the result of that, hackers who'd infected the machines with their tools could collect credit card numbers and all this other information. They could collect the customer's name. So the law enforcement investigation into the hack is continuing, so says the company.
Number four.
Number four is a focus on Samsung and the Galaxy Note 8s. According to a number of reports, some of the owners of these devices are experiencing issues when they drain the batteries completely. Problems are not widespread. Those affected will find their dead devices will not be chargeable. You can't turn them on. So the company spokesperson said it's unclear if this is a hardware or a software issue.
Some users report their phone doesn't show the charging circle when connected to a power source and doesn't actually charge. Others say the phone gets warm, but the screen remains blank. So is this another black eye for Samsung? Well, apparently, again, there aren't a lot of them, and you can call 1-800-SAMSUNG. They'll help you out. Give you a new one, but is it really new? Some people say the device they're going to give you is a rebuilt Galaxy Note 8, but if it works and it's the same phone, I guess probably doesn't make a difference. Nah. But I used to have one of those droids, Samsung. I didn't like it.
Number three.
Robocalls worse than ever last year, according to a report. The Federal Trade Commission received 375,000 complaints a month about robocalls. We all have this problem, and we all are peed off about it. 4.5 million robocall complaints. Complaints. Now, how many times do you get the robocalls, or how many people of the people getting them are going to actually complain? So you can imagine, if they get 4.5 million complaints, how many people actually are going through all of this stuff with these damn telemarketing calls? The report says that robocalls are steadily increasing because of cheap access to internet calling services and the auto dial. I get one from a drug company in Canada 3, 4, 5 times a day. And because it's getting easier for spammers to hide their true identity, this thing has become a huge problem. People reported more number spoofing calls appear to come from your local area, and they don't. I get calls from this company from Los Angeles, from Seattle, from Texas, from Massachusetts, from Washington, from Florida. It's just amazing how, and after you have, why would they keep doing it? All they do is annoy these folks. Why would they keep calling you? That's the thing that makes me wonder whether these people are crazy or not. Most of the robocalls are illegal, but they don't come from America. They're coming from Canada or Mexico or China or someplace like that. So, ugh. All right, Miss.
Number two.
Number two, the Library of Congress, collecting every single public tweet for quite a while, said we're not going to do that anymore. Tweets from President Trump and other newsmakers will be archived, but your own witty rants and whatever stuff you're involved in on Twitter will not be. The tweets collected and archived will be thematic and event-based, including events like elections, themes of ongoing national interest, public policy, that sort of thing. So why do they change? People are tweeting now more than ever. Tweets have grown in length, and tweets aren't just text-based anymore. It's, what's the, read that stuff.
Number one.
Number one, a major flaw in Intel chips. The design of Intel chips requiring Microsoft and Linux and Apple to update operating systems for computers around the world, believed to affect chips in millions of computers. Based on analysis to date, a lot of types of computing devices with many different vendors are now susceptible to all kinds of bad stuff. So you'll know that when it happens to your computer. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.